While nationally, the economic news remains anemic. Weekly jobless claims are again higher than expected, and July payrolls are down. Here in New York, we're celebrating day two of actually having a completed spending plan. Additionally, we're hearing rumblings from Washington that there has been at least one step toward completion of a $26 billion bill that will provide states with aid. What does this mean for New York? Well, Budget Director Robert Metcalf joins me today. Welcome back to the Capitol Press Room.
Hi.
It's great to see you.
Nice to be here.
Just to relax you, I just want you to know that sometimes you say liquid hot magna.
Oh, I don't know if that relaxes me or not.
Well, I want you to be relaxed. We're having a good time. Yes, there are a lot of people in the studio, but they're being very good. Now, before we ask you about the gift from the Fed, let's talk about the impending cash release that was expected in September that would have delayed school aid. Does the budget alleviate that?
It does. We still have a cash squeeze in September, even with the budget pass, because it'll take us a while to get the savings that were included in the budget up and running. But one of the elements in the bill that the legislature passed allowed us to make our September school aid payments anytime during the month of September. So we tend to get more of our money at the end of the month of September as opposed to the beginning when we make the payments. So by allowing us to spread the payments through the full month, it will alleviate our cash flow problem for September.
So if school districts that are listening, and you know they're all listening here right now, they don't have to worry?
I wouldn't think they would have to worry. What we did in June seemed to work pretty well. The school districts all got their money by the end of June instead of by the beginning of June. I don't think it caused any serious problems, and we expect the same thing to happen in September.
Have you guys heard from any of the counties, from New York State Association of Counties? They had been promising that they were going to start charging you interest.
Well, again, you know, we understand the frustration of the counties given the tight fiscal squeeze that we've had. We've had to manage our cash flow very carefully. So we understand the counties feel the pinch of not getting the money when they would like to get it. However, I would point out really clearly we have the legal authority to make these payments anytime during the fiscal year. So I would not think that the counties would have the option of charging us interest. But what we would like to do is get even with them as soon as we can.
And you said that would happen probably by the end of August.
Yes.
Let's talk about,
we think that will happen by the end of August.
Let's talk about money coming in.
Sure.
A few weeks ago, you guys said that in April, May, and June, tax receipts had increased by something like $200 million. The legislature somehow reinterpreted that into $278 million, I believe. But are tax receipts coming in at the rate that you had expected? Are they matching that sort of, forward vision?
Yes, I think so. I think we did very well in April, May, and June relative to our forecast, so we were positive by about $200 million. July, we slipped back a little bit, and we didn't do as well as we expected, and we were short maybe somewhere between $80 and $100 million, but we think most of that is timing. So the first few days of August have actually been pretty good. So, we think overall, since the beginning of the fiscal year, we're about $200 million ahead.
Okay, so everything is pretty much exactly like you had planned.
Which is a good thing because for the past 3 years, we've been continually over-forecasting how much revenue would come in, and we were constantly playing catch-up. So now that we've kind of hit our stride a little bit here and revenues are coming in about what we expect, that's, I think, a very positive thing.
Have you sort of like reworked how you forecast those kind of revenues? Did you use a different formula?
I think, by the way, I think the guys that do our economic and revenue forecast do a great job with that. It's a very, very difficult thing to do because there are so many outside events that you can't predict that will have an effect on that. No one could predict really the Lehman Brothers falling apart, which then had an impact on bonuses, which had a cascading impact on sales tax and all those other revenue items, including our real estate transfer tax. So I think they're always, when something like that happens, you're always playing catch up. And I think now that the economy has stabilized a little bit, we're doing a much better job.
You don't have a crystal ball. I know that $250 million in state worker reduction never hinged on anything that the federal government was going to do or not do. But now that it looks like Washington is going to be issuing at least part of that funding, do you think that the administration would use any of it to prevent as many state worker layoffs as perhaps would have been coming anyway?
Well, this is a great question because we need to be clear. Our original budget assumes we would get this money.
$250 million. Oh, I'm sorry. No, the FMAP money.
The FMAP money, which was $1.06 billion, really $1.085 billion. That money was already included within our budget. When it looked like we might not get the full amount, and it still looks like we won't get the full amount. Right. That's why the governor was pushing for a contingency plan, which the legislature passed, and we thank them for passing it because it will cover any deficiency in that amount. So I think we need the federal money just to get the balance that we expected, the $250 million in state workforce reductions, but we still need that full amount.
So that will affect no state worker layoffs at all?
I don't think that that has an effect because we expected to get that federal money plus the $250 million in workforce reduction.
So have you come up with a number for layoffs yet?
No. Again, we're working through our early retirement plan right now. I think as most of the folks in this room know, the agencies are giving us their plans. I think we want to see how much the savings from that plan will be before we decide how many layoffs or if we need to do layoffs or the timing of that.
So if we get this money from Washington, how is it going to be allocated?
Well, again, a big chunk of the money from Washington is for FMAP, which for people who don't understand what FMAP means is just how much money we get in Medicaid matching dollars from the federal government.
Which I'm betting is a lot.
Our normal formula, it's really a formula issue. Our normal formula is for every 50 cents we put up, the federal government puts up 50 cents. So a Medicaid dollar in New York is half and half, normally federal money and New York money. What this FMAP special formula does is says that the feds will put up 61 cents and we put up 39 cents. So we get a special percentage. That percentage is very helpful, and that's where that $1 billion comes from that we've been counting on. They're extending that special percentage another 6 months.
All right, so they're giving us this special, and this is all going to go just to help pay for Medicaid costs, or is this going to be spent on something else?
It does go directly to pay Medicaid costs, but by freeing up money that would normally we would have had to put into Medicaid, it does provide financial plan relief. And so it really provides $1 billion worth of relief in the current year, and if they do a full 6 months, next year as well.
All right, so this could go to maybe 12 local school districts or...
Well, again...
I mean, the money that it basically displaces.
Again, what we would say is it already has, because we were already counting on it. So because we were counting on it, we didn't have to cut schools as much as we would have had to cut schools. We didn't cut health care as much as we would have had to cut health care. So I think we've already realized the benefit. The real danger was that they would take it away.
And if that had happened, would there have been, what would have transpired?
Then the governor's contingency plan would have kicked in, which the legislature passed, and we would have deposited money every month in a special fund.
The lockbox.
And that money would have offset the loss of the federal dollars, and it would have been an equal percentage across the board. There was some discussion that this contingency was giving too much power to the executive and too much power to the budget division. I think that was a little bit of a misperception because all we were going to do was set one straight percentage and say all local assistance programs would be cut by that one percentage. We deposit into this lockbox. If we ever get federal FMAP money, we would take the money out of the lockbox and spend it on those programs. If we didn't, it would go to financial plan relief.
I wish I had a lockbox in my house. Has the state been deferring its borrowing during the budget delay? And if so, is the borrowing spigot back on?
No, you know, I think we may have delayed some deals, but probably not many. I think most of the Wall Street folks, you know, we have a very well-defined, well-functioning capital plan. I think most of the folks on Wall Street understand that plan, understand how the state budget process works.
It's almost like $6 billion, right?
It is on an annual basis. And so we still have been borrowing money. So I don't think there's really a question of the spigot opening up. Some plans will go forward that we may have been holding back a little bit, but, you know, we borrow on a pretty uniform basis.
But there's nothing coming. There's not a big boulder of borrowing rolling down the hill right up all of us.
No.
Okay. Is there anything else that you would like to share with the group, Budget Director Robert Mega?
Well, I do think some of the things the governor said this morning are important to emphasize. One, I think there were a lot of spending reductions in this plan. Two, I think the contingency plan was a real step forward. When we live in a world where federal money is, you know, going to be volatile and sometimes may not come through the way we expect, to have the ability to go in and do spending reductions and not taxes and not borrowing to try to solve that problem, I think was really a step forward. And I think overall, while, you know, you could be critical at any particular aspect of this budget because, you know, there's always things in budgets that people don't like, I think we closed this $9.2 billion problem in a pretty responsible way.
Robert Mega, thank you very much for joining us.
Sure.